Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
So I was scrolling through social media, as we all do at nighttime, right? And I came across this image that had a tweet quote on the image. And I want to bring that perspective here to the show. For the audio listeners, it is an image of, in the background, Deion Sanders. And is talking to his son, Shooter Sanders, right, in Colorado. There is a tweet image right in front of it of the photo that says, from Coach's Diary at a Coach Diary, "We are not raising kids, we are raising adults. If you want a kind 16-year-old, teach a 6-year-old kindness and give them 10 years of practice. If you want a tough 26-year-old, teach a 16-year-old toughness and give them 10 years of practice. And then if you want a blank adult, teach a kid how to be blank and give them blank years of practice." And this quote actually comes from another author named John Acuff. And so I was reading it, posted it on my Instagram stories, and it actually, I've been thinking about it quite a bit, which is why I'm thinking out loud on the podcast. It's the fact that, like, I am in a perspective with as a husband and father of 3 kids now, how true that statement is. If I want to see them reciprocate these characteristics down the road, right? And it's even becoming more true in addition to me being a coach of a first grade soccer team, right? So there's a lot of like synergy happening with this particular quote. And for me, where I'm excited for is a lot of these principles and characteristics to translate with my kids, especially, but any person that I'm coaching in or engaged with or the next generation, translates to their goals, desired dreams, what they want to accomplish as when they become adults. It does start now, right? So while I'm, you know, maybe slightly frustrated that as I'm coaching these kids in soccer, which, by the way, is not a sport that I know of, that I know in and out, right? Like, I've never played soccer. Okay, I played one time back in like second grade, right? But it's not a sport that I am really knowledgeable in. However, at this age for these kids, I want them to develop the ability to work together as a team, to be competitors in their sport, but also have great sportsmanship as they do it, to have fun, to pick up a skill or two, right, that would encourage them to go right back out and do it again. But then more importantly, to be able to practice what does it mean to be a person that hustles and does their very best all the time, that works well with others, that has the wording or the common mindset to always persevere. And I, as the person teaching these tactics, need to understand and recognize that just because it comes out of my mouth is not going to happen right then and there, right? It's not going to happen immediately, and they're going to pick up and know exactly what it means when I say it means, right? Like, if I say hustle, because this literally just happened, when I tell the kids to hustle, they need to understand that when I say hustle, that means move with a sense of urgency, right? Like, don't just walk from one station to another, actually run or make some motions to get to that point. While I am teaching that concept, I also need to remember they're learning as they're going as well. They have a lot of things going in their mind too, so they're not going to get it perfect immediately. So as a coach, with grace and with repetitiveness, encouraging them to put these skill sets into practice, and then more importantly, demonstrate them through my actions so they can see what it looks like, and have dialogues with them so they can understand and comprehend when something goes down, they know what to do and how to respond to it in a way that makes sense. And while I, in my impatientness, would love to see it executed immediately, we got to have a long game perspective. We got to think beyond just the season or just even just the era that they're currently in, especially if these are new concepts that they're introduced to. I love what this quote is articulating is, if down the road when they become self-sufficient adults, did I put in the work to teach them what it means today and give them enough time to practice so when they are in game-like situations as an adult, they're ready, right? We're teaching them week in, week out, the game-like situations during practices so they could be ready when the game comes and know what to do. we got to have that same perspective off the field and in a longer time horizon. So they have the capabilities to grow in that space as well. I'd love to hear what your perspective is. What if you were to read that, what kind of thoughts spur in your mind? How does that change the way that you build relationships with the next generation? And does that give you a little bit of patience and a little bit of intentionality and a little bit of grace when you are engaging those who may not be able to fully grasp what the principles that you're teaching them? And how can you start looking at things from a 10-year perspective, but start today and plant seeds now that will give them a full-grown tree when they become full-grown adults, but see them as that today? So I'd love to hear your perspective on that. Get at me, Ray Devante, out on all social media platforms. I'd love to hear your thoughts out loud, too, in these kind of things, because we're raising next generational leaders and we need to work together to make sure that what we're doing today, day in and day out, is equipping them to be successful in every space that they desire to step into.